whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 343 on Saturday, August 12th, 2023. I have my Norting Shark friend right here with me, Chris. Hi. There she is.
Hi.
Howdy. Welcome. Thank you for joining me this week. Appreciate it. I got you surrounded with the shells. Because I think...
I see that!
I see a shark. I see seashells by the seashore. Technically, it's by the pool.
It's so, still water.
It's still water. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so thank you for joining me this week. I do appreciate it. Also, happy Sunday to those of us on Sunday, the 13th. August the 13th. How are we midway through August already, guys? It's crazy. It's this year. Where is this
We're
year?
We're getting old.
Anyway, welcome chat room. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining Chris and I this week. We do appreciate it. In the chat room, we have got, I see a rogue stir. As in a stealthy rogue stir somewhere. Fair is there. Zaya's there. And I know Dave. Dave is there somewhere as well. So welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us today. How's your week? Next.
Our weeks are our work. And blending work,
blending.
And
more work. Yes,
and a couple time refs, which are just my fave thing at the moment. But yeah, that's about all I've had time for.
I know that we got this question, I think it was yesterday in Discord, about taking a challenge tune into a time rift. Which, if you're going to do that, you're not surviving.
No.
Like, regardless, there is no way. On my main, and I think you had said, you in what, bear form as a tank?
Yeah, so, perfect example, at the time I play and do the rifts, I'm lucky if I get the green chest, because, you know, it's 1 a.m. for me, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I do it in the normal, then, you know, I'm fine. We are getting old. You know, we can get a purple chest and all that. But because of the time I play, I do a couple. I have time to do usually two of them right before I go to work, because I leave for work at, you know, 2:15 in the morning.
Yep.
I go in, and the second one is, no, the first one I did, it was the Lich King. And I swear to God, he is harder in the time rift than he is when he first came out. There were about 7 of us, 2 other tanks, and I didn't even have a healer. It was, you know, and plus it's cross-faction. We died so many times, and he reset so many times that it asked us to get out of the instance, and once we did, it reset. So we ran out of time. It literally asked us to leave.
Yeah.
And he just, I mean, my bear, she's not, like, raid geared, but she's 420, I want to say.
Yeah.
Just absolutely not safe.
I mean, and I know I was, the first time that I did one on Lita, I was quite surprised that when it said to go into the time rift, so I was fully expecting to go in and, you know, it would group, do like an automatic kind of group invite, which I was very I was very surprised when that didn't happen. Like, you're in there with everyone else doing your own mm-hmm. thing, but within this constraint. So I can understand where people would think, oh, well, can I go and do this on a challenge? But if you've got, and I think later I'm probably about a 405, like I'm not up there as in gear wise, but she's pretty decent, and it's rough on gear. So why would you want to yeah. risk it all?
And seriously, normally oh. my bear does not die. Like yeah. It takes me forever to kill things.
Yeah.
But I can grab half a zone and sit there and heal myself through anything. Mm. And these, especially the Lich King, and then the stun that's on the C'Thun one or whatever it is that comes out, the old god one. I mean, oh, I can yeah. sit there and die yeah. because it's like a 10-second stun.
Yeah.
And it throws you across the room and you can't move.
And Freya.
So, no, I...
Yeah. Freya was...
Freya, I just stand there and munch her.
Yeah, she's... But if you're... Again, if you're not careful because of all those little sproutlings that come out, if you're on a challenge stone, they're going to eat you alive. Dead. Like, yeah, so guys...
Well, even some of the stuff outside, you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
You know, some of those mobs hit hard.
Yes. And even though they may not be elite and they're classed as, like, a regular mob, they hit hard. So, again, yeah, I wouldn't be looking at that. But anyway, so that's just to kill some time. We'll get into the news. We're going to throw things around a little bit. First off, I want to say huge congratulations to Zaya Bingra for reaching level 70, becoming our second Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Zaya.
Booyah, Zaya.
Well done. Our second. Can you believe that's our second? That's, where's my little applause? Here we go. Well done. Our second Bloodthirsty, which is again crazy, the amount of irons that we have had through, and even passies this expansion. You guys, greens, you know, working men, etc., but the amount of max level toons that we have got so far for this expansion is still blowing my mind. You guys are doing so well, so Zaya, congratulations on that. Also, reminder, Dark Moon Fair ends at basically 11:59 tonight for you guys. It's later today for me. So if you've got a Dark Moon Fair tune, or if you've got a new challenge tune you want to get down, get yourself a bit of Dark Moon Fair, get yourself the bag, get a little bit of gold to help set you up. You know, it's handy to have. So certainly Dark Moon Fair is about to go away on that one. Also, next show, so reminder, at the moment we're still doing every 2 weeks. At the moment, I don't know when or if that will change. Don't know. We're just going to keep it at 2 weeks at the moment. But the next show will be August the 26th, so in 2 weeks' time. And it'll be the 8th anniversary of the show.
Booyah!
8 years. Amazing. I know.
By the way, I must compliment you on your amazing pun of killing time talking about time rest.
You're welcome. And it's even so better funny. Because I didn't even realize I said that.
Oh, I did.
So, yeah, so the usual. But, yeah, so on the 8th anniversary, I'm probably not going to do anything hugely, but, you know, if you've got any stories or anything that you'd like to share, please let me know. if you want to come on and say anything, you know, jump on to the show and tell a funny story, let me know, or we might just play it by ear and see. I'm not going to do anything hugely massive, but we'll have a little celebration anyway. So that'll be on for the next show. Also then we've also got the patch 10.1.7 again.
I'm not even done with 10.1.5 yet. And I'm not even Dee done and I with... try so hard to stay current, and I'm so far behind on the little whelp daycare because there is a pet. There is a hunter pet you can only get from the little whelp daycare. Mm. And it is a purple and pink see-through spider. It's a spectral spider. And you can only tame the spider when you have a very specific quest for the little whelp daycare. And the one that spawns the monster, you have to open the book and the story monster comes out.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of those monsters spawns the spider in like her third stage. Well, Dee and I have so many hunters that we want to get this dang spider on that we haven't gotten past that quest yet. And we're holding on to it so we can get through our horde hunters and our alliance hunters.
Yep.
So we are severely behind on the daycare whelps because of this stupid spectral spider. Yeah, so I am behind. 10.1.7 can't come yet, and it's here.
Yeah, September 5th.
I don't have all my mounts from the time rifts yet. I don't have all my gear from them. How?
I don't know if it's better or worse, the fact that, you know, Blizzard had laid out the plan, you know, had given us the plan. This will be, what did they call it, seasons or whatever. This was happening, then this.
Oh, yeah, the roadmap. I love the roadmap.
The roadmap, because it just seems to be coming faster.
we just need to win the lottery, be independently wealthy, and then we can keep up.
We keep trying.
So
patch 10.1.7 is September 5th. So I might talk about that if there's anything that will greatly affect us for the next show. I'll make myself a note to double check. It's very, you have to play only one tune about 25 hours a day. It seems to be, there's just not enough time in, like, at all to get this stuff done, which is crazy. And for most of you guys, being altaholics as well, it's just trying to get anything done, plus do your challenge tunes. Just everything seems to be a massive struggle at the moment. So anyway, we just keep plodding along. I think that's all we can do, right?
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, now the other fun thing, which honestly I'm not surprised. I think we all knew this would happen eventually. Oh, actually, I don't think I talked about the other thing that they were doing, which I meant to write down, is for Classic, they are bringing in API.
Oh!
Finally. How many years have we been waiting on this? Let me just go back.
20 long years.
It's been... because I remember when Stone and I first got the, found out the information. So this was before Stone had left, retired, let me just say that. And we had the heads up then that they would eventually be bringing that into the game. And it just kept, like, each expansion every time. It's like, nope, it's not coming. No, it's not happening. And they are finally have told us that they will be doing that for Classic. So that is hugely exciting news. It's also hugely Zaya and our code word is looking into it. So that's all I'll say at the moment, because obviously Classic and what that is a whole different kettle of fish to what we've got current. But we're definitely looking into that to get to see what we can do regarding the challenges. So fingers crossed. Thank you, Zaya. Good luck. All of those sorts of things. But speaking of Classic, they are bringing in the hardcore, which I think we had. I talked about the other week. So I've got a couple of articles here which I'll link for just all stuff that Blizzard had released as well. Regaging. Words are hard. And
yeah, we can make new words too.
We can. So as I said, still no idea if it will be only in Classic or in Wrath of Lich King too. So yeah, there's still a lot of things up in the air, but you know, we'll model through and find out what's going on and hopefully get some info. Hey, Mrs. Rock Guru, welcome. Hello, good morning. Yeah, so that's exciting. But for let me open, if it will let me open. Is it gonna let me open? So I think 24th, I think was the date, August 24th, sound about right. Hi, the Gold Queen, hi. I'm pretty sure it was August 24th that they said it's going live. So again, you know, that's exciting for those guys that are into that. So I've just linked you some info for those that want to go and check it out. I know that we've had a massive influx in the past, I'm gonna say week, maybe 2 weeks into the Discord, with a lot of new people joining up. And I think the refreshed interest in what's happening with Hardcore Classic, or Classic Hardcore, is definitely people have come across to play challenge tunes to maybe prepare themselves. I don't know, but we have had a massive amount of people joining our Discord. And again, I have to say thank you to our wonderful mods admin for keeping the answers flowing with the questions. Thank you very much. Yes, a healthy uptick to the challenge, exactly. And welcome all new challenges from Stir, absolutely. So it's great to see. It's been quite some time since we've seen that kind of engagement. It's been quite a while that we've had that many people coming to the Discord, which is, you know, certainly it's not a bad thing with the Classic Hardcore kind of giving us a little bit of a boost. WoW Challenges has been around. Well, we've had the podcast, what did I say? See, the podcast has been going nearly 8 years at the end of August. And it would have been, I'm going to say, Stone had started it at least a good a good few years before that, once he took over from and became the, what do you call it, the curator. Curator? Is that the right word? Whichever word I'm thinking of. So yeah, it's nice to see. Stir says, nice to see Azzy try the Iron Challenge again. Smile. He's hang on, touch wood. It is nice to see him back doing challenges, which is great. Hey Zap, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So that's very exciting. So for those guys that are all into wanting to try classic hardcore, I don't know. I've got enough on my plate with just the challenges myself. Chris, anything you interested in?
Yeah. Oh, bless you. If I had the time.
Yes. Anyone in the chat room? Fess's little best reaction ever. True.
Luckily, I muted the Nort that came right before you heard the laugh. But don't worry, she has it taped.
Mm-hmm. I do. Where is it? Hang on, here it is.
No, that was not a...
That's it. I need to get a couple and string it out to like a 10-second Nort. That would be really good. anyone in the chat room going to be trying? I'm going to say that probably a lot of our veterans are probably very busy in retail. That's what I'm going to say. So anyway, we will see what happens, but best of first is not really for me. Yeah, busy. Absolutely. Zep says, hello all, hope everyone is doing well. Thank you, Zep. Hi, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. Zai says, I'll rather wait for classic API. Exactly. And I think that is also part of it. When you can't track something, I mean, I know hardcore is a death, is a death, is a death. Like, once you're dead, that's it. But I think for a lot of us, the fact that the tracking is an integral part of accountability, you know, because anyone can say that they've done stuff, as we have seen over the years. So tracking keeps people honest. Fess is, yeah, same. And I'd really like Wrath tracking ability. Exactly. So I guess we will see. But on that news, I guess we've got a nice little surprise for you. Speaking of classic, well, look what we did, Chris.
Dun, dun, dun.
Surprise!
Okay, go!
Alright, so we are dropping a contest. Classic Iron is what we've called it. Absolutely. It starts, it's going to start like in a few minutes, actually.
Five minutes. We didn't talk enough.
Well, we can give them the gist of things.
So time rift. Everybody doing time rift.
And Tiber says, I was just thinking we were due for a contest. Absolutely. I did send out some teaser banners that was like, wonder if people would get it. But to celebrate, obviously, with classic, we thought we'd do a classic Iron. However, there are a few bits and pieces, and we'll talk. I'm going to get Chris to give the details, start going through the details, and we'll tell you about it. So please, the very first thing I just want to say, first off, it is not in classic. This is in retail. I cannot stress this. We have just called it classic iron. So please
maybe we should have called it like throwback or something. It is not in classic.
It is not in classic WoW. It is in retail, what we call retail or live or whatever it's Mrs. Rockero.
So you we gave can me track a heart you.
Attack. Yes. Yes. It's in retail. Okay, so it is not classic iron. As I said, we have not got the API at the moment for what classic is. However, Chris and I have worked out this is a bit of an homage to vanilla WoW. In a way, vanilla iron. Maybe we could look at it like that. Anyway, Taco.
She calls it an homage. I'm like, we're just evil.
Anyway, all right, Chris, give them the details. Let's go. Let's see what
okay.
we've got.
Contest time, everybody. In retail. Retail starts in 3 minutes. It will go until August 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which just so happens to coincide with the anniversary show. This is an Iron Challenge solo. Again, game version will be retail. The races you can play. Everybody ready? Dwarf, gnome, human, orc, troll, undead. Three for each side. Let me repeat. Dwarf, gnome, human, orc, troll, undead. The classes you can play are mage, priest, rogue, warlock, and warrior. Uh-huh. Yes. We're going now, classic. Homage to the throwback.
We are, exactly. And before you go on, let's just talk about, we did not want this to be too easy. I'm using easy quotation marks. Hence why we decided we would take out no night elves. I know.
No elves.
No hunters. We decided we had to make it a little bit of a challenge. So we thought we'd take out those things. We also took out the pallies. We took out the shaman. Because obviously the other thing is when Vanilla WoW started, that we had a horde shamans. Paladin was Alliance, whereas nowadays it's right across the board. So we had to take those things into consideration as well. Yes, there was some mages, you know, there's been changes to mages, some priests, warlocks even, that some of those original races and didn't have those classes, but we've just allowed for those ones. So no druids, no druids, no fair, no druids. We had to make it a little bit of a challenge. So it is classic-ish. A challenge in the challenge, exactly, Zaya, exactly.
You wanted to make it no healing classes, so this, you know, I was not even going to let priest in there, so we'll, you know.
Mm. Yes.
Make it as hard as possible.
We did want to make it a little bit of a challenge, but we thought it'd be fun. It'd be interesting to see. Also, when I looked at the stats for Iron Man in races and classes, it was quite interesting to see what races have been used and the combinations of that over the time. So that one's always been intriguing. So I think we've got three Alliance races, we've got three Horde races, and then within those six, there is five classes. So I think that, you know, as much as I think one of the very original contests we did, 8 years ago? Okay. It's only Twitch that's being a Hey guys, sorry about that. Aussie internet couldn't handle the fact that Azzy's in the chat room.
Azzy broke it.
Azzy broke it. Anyway, getting back to contests. Sorry, apologies. So yes, so classic iron is what we're calling it. So Chris, do you want to just start again, dates, challenge, and go straight?
Yes. Okay, start over. Iron Man leveling contest in retail called Classic Iron. So it starts today, now, 3 minutes ago. Finish time will be in 2 weeks' time, August 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It is a solo Iron Man challenge in retail. Your acceptable races are dwarf, gnome, human, orc, troll, and undead. Classes are mage, priest, rogue, warlock, and warrior. All specs are open. For leveling, you can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 15. Level 10, after your tune.
Hang on. I'm not sure if it's my internet or yours. You just went robot-y for a sec.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, which is good. Robot Chris.
Robot Chris?
No, you're okay now. Okay.
Of course I did. Okay, so your tune needs to be added by level 15. Otherwise, you will be red flagged or you can't add the tune to the contest. This is open to everyone on U.S. and EU regions. The winner is the first green-flagged contest challenger to hit max level or the highest level at the end of contest if nobody hits max. Our prizes are subject to change, but our endless, endless eternal gratitude to Rudd, who wanted to sponsor our first and second place prizes. First place, guys, will be 60-day game card, kindly donated by Rudd. Second prize will be a 30-day game card, kindly donated by Rudd. And of course, because I can't not give a pet, we'll have a third prize of a pet from the Blizzard shop online. So second and third prizes will be two random draws from players who finish second to 10th place, just as we always do it. Tiebreaker, as always, will be the milestone level first, level 10, level 20, etc. And emails must be given, your email address for your account must be given in order to win the prizes, but they will all be purged once the prizes are distributed. And the final prize allocations will be up to Lita and myself.
Don't forget, opt in for the contest.
And click the button for your tune only.
Yes. So you have to opt into the contest. If you join and just sign up for Iron Man, you will just go on to the Iron Man. You need to make sure that you opt in for the contest and go from there. So that's how we've always done it. As I says, email for Battle.net account. Yes. It's just, and this is stuff. We don't keep this stuff. This stuff gets purged, but it makes life once the contest is over, to that we can get in contact with you, etc., to get the donations, because some not to get the donations, to give out the prizes. It just makes life a little bit easier. So, and once again, it's what we've always done. All that stuff gets purged, so we don't keep any of that information afterwards. It all gets removed. So it's just for the contest. Once the contest is done, that stuff will get purged out of the our database, etc. So just to let you know of that. So again, excuse me. So So classic iron, again, so you can do any spec that you want with any of the classes. We're letting you go for it on those. But your races are dwarf, gnome, human, orc, troll, undead. And the classes you can choose from is mage, priest, rogue, warlock, and warrior. So we've just confined it to that. So whatever variation of those that you want to do. Best of luck, everyone. Have fun with it. It'll be interesting to see how it goes over the next couple of weeks. As I said, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for the 8th anniversary show, which will be the end of. So then Chris and I will we'll see how everyone's done and announce the winners, etc., etc. So very excited, and again, best of luck, everyone. Have some fun with that. That's the main thing. But do you like the banner? I thought the banner was pretty cute. Thank you, Execute.
Banner's adorable.
Thank you, Hobby. He did well. Looks very cool. Looks very cool. Okay. State of the challenges. Let's go and see how everyone has been. Because once again, you guys, amazing. Everyone's so busy leveling challenges. It's fantastic. All right, Chris, you want to start on the irons?
Irons at number 10, we have Iron Mage at level 63. Number 9, we have Starkly, level 63, RIP. This is a rough week. Killing challengers. Number 8, we have Zayadonia, level 63, RIP. Number 7, we have Iron Bon, level 64. Number 6, we have Iron Druid, level 65. Number 5, we have Zayalia, level 65, RIP. Number 4, we have Azzy Iron, level 66. Nice. At number 3, we have Zayamona, level 67. Number 2, we have Trio at level 67. And number 1, we have Bikini Blue at level 67.
Please tell me that's an Australian that's playing that tune.
That's amazing.
If that's an Aussie, I'm just going to be like, thank you, thank you. And that they live at Bondi or something like that. That would be awesome. All right. Okay. So, seriously, Zaya, do you sleep?
No.
I don't think he does, everyone. He's amazing. He absolutely is amazing. Bloods. Okay, let's have a look. Taco says, you mean killing challenges. I saw. Sleep, what's that? Zaya says, exactly. Bloods. We had 10 bloods this week, guys, which is fantastic. So, I think I've got all your names correct, Taco. Please forgive me if I stuff up on them. At number 10, I've got plain old Taco, level 17, RIP. Number 9, I have got Loco Taco at level 17. 8 is Veziman at level 18, RIP. 7 is Rotten Taco, level 19, RIP. What's that? That's 3 tunes for Taco already. 6 is Nubari at level 20. 5 is Druidic Taco? What's that? What's that? Five tunes already. Level 20. Taco has been seriously busy. Number 4. Sedulius? Taco? Sorry if I butchered that one. At level 25, Taco. That's, again, amazing. Number 3, Blood Soak at level 25. Number 2 this week is Uh-Oh Taco. That's a good name. Level 35. That's great. And number one this week is Zaya Bingra hitting level 70 and becoming our second Dragonflight Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Tarko, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tunes this week. Tarko's back with a vengeance. Some great names, Tarko. Fantastic. All right, Pacifist, who have we got?
Pacifist, number 10. Pacilita, is that 5? Pacilita, yes. 5?
Yep.
At level 41, we have Redoxy at number 9 at level 41. We have Pacilita D at level 43 in our number 8 spot. Number 7 is Fairbear, level 61. Number 6 is Pacilita. That one's just Passy. Yep, Pacilita, that's the big girl. Level 60. That's the big girl.
That's the
level
big 60. Girl.
I'm like, wait a minute, there's nothing after that. Oh, that's the big one.
That's the big girl.
Number 5, Fair Viola at level 65. Number 4 is Lantana at level 67. Number 3 is, oh, how fun is that? Sneaky at level 67. Number 2 is Fairness. Did I kill that fair? I'm sorry. Level 68. Scrolling. And number 1 is Sync at level 69. Ooh, so close.
So close. Dave says, honestly, I can kill more toons than Tarko. To which Tarko replied, is that a challenge? I think it's on. I think it's on. Don't forget, the end of the year show is always the Deathless show. So if you're starting to keep tallies, it'll be interesting to see for certain. All right. Working man. Let's have a look. We've got 4. And because Taco's not busy enough with her bloods, she's also working on a working man. So at number 4, we've got working Taco at level 11. 3 this week is Ikahi at level 15. 2 is Hunter Walk at level 26 RIP. And number 1 is Fairanos at level 63. Again, like between Fair, Zaya, Tarko. I'm exhausted. That's fantastic. All right, Greens. Look at that. We've got 10 Greens. Greens has had such a resurgence in the last month or so. It's fantastic. What have we got?
Wow, and they're leveling flat fast. Number 10, we have Ateg, I believe, level 24. Number 9, we have Green Ball, level 24. Number 8, we have Green Gunas at level 24. Number 7, Green Man Cody at level 26. 6, we have Zalatar at level 29. Number 5, we have Aviana at level 29. Number 4, we have Toaster. That's great.
It's a great name.
Oh, Toaster. And it's spelled right, too.
Yeah, I know.
Mad props. Level 32. Number 3, we have Hunta at level 42. Number 2, we have... Kivering? At level 62. And number 1, we have Ferrisola at level 65.
Nice. I suggest that you see if you can get the name Toaster, because I think that's fantastic. And if that's the case, we need to work out what race and class it's going to be, because that name is fantastic. I love it.
Now we need somebody named Butter and Bread.
Well, if you were a hunter called Toaster, you could have your 2 pets.
Your pets be Butter and Bread. Yep.
Just a thought. Yes. Just a thought. Fantastic. All right. Let's look at tins. We've got 7 tins. People have been busy doing tins as well, which is good. All right. At number 7, we've got Tara Hectic 2. at level 16. 6 is Druid Iron at level 20. 5 is Tingunus at level 26. 4 was Hunter Bunter at level 41, but red flagged because their gear quality was too high. Actually, I've got a feeling that perhaps that they did the gear. I think this one was where they must have did the gear upgrade. They hadn't been on the tune for a bit. Perhaps that was one of them. And because all of the stuff, when I noticed on the report, are all those things that you get when you get that gear upgrade to a tune. Because they've all got specific... I can't think of what they're called, but anyway, yeah, so I think that was it. Hence why gear quality, we're all like greens, so can't do it. Yes, they had died previously, exactly, hence why they're on the tins, but they're now red flagged because of the gear. Number 3 is Gun Goes Again? At level 60. 2 is Corsal at level 62, and 1 is Falkira at level 64. Alright, we did have some teams this week.
We do have teams. Number 3 is Team Scones, or I guess if you're in the north, Scones.
Scones?
Scones. The great debate. Is it scones or is it scones? Mm-hmm. Level 16, yellow flag though. So the team's killing blows kill percent is too high. Number 2 is Iron Men at level 17. And number 1 is Iron Dads, level 60. Oh no. RIP, tune marked as lost to the nether.
Mm-hmm. So there must have been, something's probably happened. Maybe someone's died. They've gone, okay, well, we're done. I'm going to go and delete before things have updated, which, you know, it happens. So Iron Dads, though, level 60 on teams, like, well done. I think that's the highest probably team that we've had.
I don't remember a team that high.
Quite some time, which, you know, massive commiserations on that one because they were doing so well. So, Bloods and Green Teams, there were none of those, but it's nice to see people getting back into doing some Iron Teams. So, well done. Well done, everyone. It's been very busy with the people leveling, which is fantastic. And now... you've got a nice little contest to keep yourself busy for the next couple of weeks. No pressure. No pressure at all.
Nobody's even here anymore. They all took off. They're all out there living.
No one. It'll just be, you know, whoever. Whoever gets there. It'll be interesting to see what if I know he's in the chat room, if he's doing the contest, what he's going to do. A contest just when I go for 1 week vacation. No fair. So you could, like, if you were leveling, you could, I think you'd probably get it done, like, in 2 days.
Zaya could hit 30 in his sleep.
Exactly. And the other thing is, it might just give everyone else a little bit of a incentive to, oh, Zaya's gone away for a bit, let's go. Because as soon as he's back, it's just like, Zaya will smash it. And we'll all be like, how the hell did he just do that in like a day? Because he's a machine! Which is always the way it is. So again, if you're, we'll go through the information in a moment. But let's. I thought for chit chat, this week we would do, I had looked at some jokes, but I thought we would share some in-game funny lines. So I went and had a look, and I think it might have been Wowpedia or something that had, you know, like funny lines over the years. They also had ones, so I didn't use any of the ones that got removed. But again, there were some that I was like, oh yeah, I remember that joke, but apparently they got removed in 10.1.5. And I went, oh, okay. All right. Some of them were really, I was like, yeah, I remember that one. What's wrong with that? And then I thought about it and went, oh, okay, obviously someone finds it offensive. But, yeah, so I thought I'd get some that I thought was quite interesting. Chris, what did I give you for the first lot?
Human female. Do you ever feel like you're not in charge of your own destiny? Like you're being controlled by an invisible hand?
Yes. I thought that was good. Yeah. Yeah. What's the other one?
And I have to be really careful with this one because sometimes I have trouble controlling the volume of my voice.
Once again, a classic. That is, like, these are classic in-game funny lines that these characters say. All right, first off, I'll just do Tiber's stolen joke of the week, which is, why was the broom late to work? It overswept. Good one,
that's
Tiber.
Good.
That's cute. That is cute. All right, so I took the male human male. So an orc walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. The bartender says, "Hey, where'd you get that?" The parrot says, "Durotar. They've got them all over the place."
I love that one, and they still say it.
They still say it, exactly. I was like, yep, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, what else have you got?
Gnome female. I apologize profusely for any inconvenience my murderous rampage may have caused.
Yep.
And someday I hope to find the nuggets on a chicken.
I found that one interesting because I'm like, I don't remember them saying that. Is that one a new one?
See, and I'm one of those people that'll sit there and click, 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 click on an NPC until it's like, will you stop poking me?
Because when I read it, I was like, I don't remember that. So if anyone can let me know, I was intrigued and I thought it was hilarious. Plus, I like chicken nuggets, so I was like...
mm-hmm.
All right. So I got, Fair says I never heard that one. Either had I. It was an interesting one. Okay, so orc males. So, I'll try. Oh, I don't know how well my singing is, but it says as sung, "I come from the orcs. We eat with spoons and forks. We love to eat our pork." And I was like, I don't remember that one either.
I don't remember that one.
I do now, know this one.
I can see them down in like STV, the ones who are down on the coast. That I can see them saying that.
Yes. But I don't remember that. So I thought that was, it was funny because I'm like, I don't remember that. But apparently it's in game. So I'm like, okay. I do remember this one, which is, "I will crush and destroy and oh, shiny."
Which yes. Is
so me.
You're like, ooh, same.
So I was like, yes, yes, I had to have that one. Okay, what else? So just a couple more.
Troll female. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but I go through the ribcage. So this would be, of course, a referencing the troll's penchant for cannibalism. It should be noted, however, that the dark spear trolls, a.k.a. the playable rope trolls, do not practice it.
And I left that in because I thought that was actually a really interesting part of it. Because I was like, I remember hearing them say that. And then to think that the trolls that we play don't actually practice that. So I was like, ah, that's intriguing. That's intriguing.
Yes, they did not eat other trolls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, the other one?
Is I got all this and personality, too.
My troll says that quite often when I'm on a keeler. So it's like, yeah, that one's like a classic troll female one, which is good. All right, so then I figured finish off with some undead female. Now, there's quite a lot I could do, because obviously I've played leader for, what, nearly 20 years. But these were just two things I was like, yeah. So the first one's, I'd paint my toenails, but I'm not sure where they fell off. Which is like, yes.
So gross. I know. So good.
I know. And then the other one is, you know, once you're dead, nothing smells bad anymore. Rotten eggs, no problem. Dead fish, like a spring breeze.
Yes.
Which, again, are two very classic undead female lines that are within the game. So again, just thought it would be a little bit of fun to share those with you guys, because some of them, like, we don't often hear, and I'm sure there's a lot of new ones, but if you want to go and have a look at it, I'll put the link in. I don't think I kept it, but I'll put the link in the show notes and put it up with the episode. So I'm sure it was Wowpedia that had like all these different ones, and they've also got the other ones that are in there and then reference to that they've actually been removed. So if you want to have a look at some other ones, and there's a whole heap, because they've even got it for for like the demon hunters, they've got like for Pandaren, but I wanted to keep this to, again, you know, for the contest, as in classic iron, what we've done. So we've got like trolls, orcs, gnomes, human, you know. So I've just kept it to that lot because of the contest. That's basically it. All right. Sorry, let me fix my that. All right. So any questions from the chat room? Because we're going to wrap up, but actually, I might get, while I'm looking at that, Chris, do you want to do a once over again of the contest rules now? And, Mrs. Rakura is already level 4. Human warlock.
Go, Muffigy!
Fantastic! Go, go, go! That is awesome.
Okay, yes, contest rules. Classic iron in retail starts today. Ends August 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Your available races are Dwarf, Gnome, Human, Orc, Troll, and Undead. Classes, Mage, Priest, Rogue, Warlock, Warrior, all specs. Level, you can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 15. You must have reached level 10 after the contest starts. Your team needs to be added by level 15, otherwise you will be red flagged and can't add Toon to the contest. Remember to click the box to opt in to the contest. Open to the US and EU regions. Winner is the first green flag contest challenger to hit max level or the highest level at the end of the contest if nobody hits max. Prizes are subject to change, but the first prize is a 60-day game card kindly donated by Rudd. Second prize is 30-day game card kindly again donated by Rudd. And a third prize is one pet from the Blizzard shop donated by me. Second and third prizes will be two random draws for players who finished second through 10th place. The tiebreaker will be the milestone level first reached. Level 10, level 20, etc. Email addresses for BattleNet must be given in order to win contest prizes. All email addresses are purged once all prizes are distributed and the final prize allocations are up to Lena and myself.
And I've just put the link in for the contest on the website. Once I've finished going live, I will do the banner is ready to go. So there will be a banner on the homepage that I will, hopefully if I can remember how to do it, have the link to take you through to the contest. But for those of you that may have forgotten, you can go up on the top of at the homepage. There is like the little tabs for contest, challenges, you know, shop, all those. So if you go into the contest one, it brings up all the contests, and you'll see Classic Iron is there. Click on that, and that should take you right through to where the information is, and also how to add your tune. So again, go have fun with it. It'll be interesting to see how everyone goes, and I look forward to see what the leveling's like. Look forward to hearing some of the stories over the time. So yeah. All right, so to finally wrap up the show, just a huge thank you to our Iron Elites. Chris, you up to your voice, up to doing another Iron Elites for me?
Of course. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, the Iron Elite. Awesome trousers, execute, fair. Chris, Lita, is it Mock?
I think it's Mock.
We're going to go with Mock.
Mock.
Mr. Nisi, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zep Zep.
Thank you, guys. Exactly. So thank you for the support. It helps keep the website going. Zep had resupped earlier in the show, so thank you again. Subscribe for 7 months, Zep. Appreciate that greatly. Thank you so much for all of that. Also, huge thank you to the admin and mods for all that you guys do. Appreciate that. Stir, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya. I can't do this by myself. So to have you guys around and taking and looking after the Discord and the questions and all that, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. To our code wardens, I know Rudd and Zaya behind the scenes do a lot of tidy ups and working things out. Their blood is worth bottling. So we appreciate both of them so much for all the things that you do. And again, in particular, Zaya for helping me sort out the contest song things and double checking on Lita's triple checking, which was a fail, but thank you, Zaya, appreciate that. To everyone here in the chat room, thanks for coming and hanging out with Chris and I do appreciate that. And again, best of luck with your challenge with the contest Classic Iron. I hope you have some fun with it. It'll be good to see. I'm intrigued to see what the stats will be like at the end, Chris, to see what combos we're gonna get. That will that's always, because you've got a fair range. We've got six races, 5 classes. It's a fair combination. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Alright, so we will be back, so no show next week. So you can level in peace next weekend. So next show will be Saturday, August 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Reminder, contest finishes at 7 p.m. However, you need to log out, do your update. I would suggest, what do we normally say? 10, 15 minutes before?
10 to 15 minutes before.
Yeah. Because if you log out right on 7 and updated, that's not enough time for API to. So the contest itself will like end. But yeah, just make sure that you logged out, done your update, etc. And then we'll find out how everyone went and do our draws for our second and our third prize. So that's very exciting. Also a reminder that on the 26th will be our 8th anniversary show, which is also very exciting. Chris, thank you. Thank you for being here and joining me today. And thank you for also being here in 2 weeks' time.
Always.
Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact?
Twitter, it's Chris W. Discord, Chris W.
Pretty easy, really.
Right? Really? Work. You know, you want to find me, look at work.
That's the other thing. That's probably the easiest thing. All right, where you can find us. So don't forget, wowchallenges.com is the website. All of our information for our socials are over there. I have, they should have gone live when the contest went live. I'd organized for the tweet to go out. I'd organized for Facebook to do the post. So again, to get a bit of love out there for our new contest. So we'll see how it all goes. Don't forget, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can download it on places like Spotify, Stitcher Radio, etc. And if you've got any background screenshots that you want for me to include in our background here, if you've got any photos, if you've got any questions, any tips, any tricks, if you just want to say hi, please send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you want to find me, the easiest thing is to go to my link tree that's got all my information, because I'm there and everywhere. Because there is a lot. And I don't think I've even got Threads on there at the moment. But anyway, Lita Wow. Normally it's Lita Wow is the easiest place that you can find me. LETTAWOW. All right. Well, who else is leveling? Anyone else? Mrs. Rockguru had hit level 4 on her human warlock. Says if she dies, next is an orc warlock. Excellent. God, the warlock.
Oh, I hope she got good minion names.
Level 6. She's already level 6. That's fantastic.
Zep's on a dwarf warlock. Yes, get in.
Yes, Zep. Awesome. Well, so far the warlocks have got it. I haven't even made my turn yet.
Comes with a blueberry.
I was going to say, it's probably 99% chance that it will be a warlock. Zilop is my imp.
Ooh.
Love it. Ooh. That's a good name. I call, as you guys know, I've probably said this many times over the years, but every single one of my imps are called Pip-Pip. Because that is my original. I don't care what their name is. Sometimes I do get good ones, but they're all referred to as Pip-Pip. Every single warlock turn. I'm all like, oh yeah, I've got my imp. Yeah, it's Pip-Pip. It's like Pip-Pip the 27th.
Oh, see, and I'm the woman who'll spend 1,000 gold to get a good minion name.
I just call them all. I just wish there was, you could make your own, like, hide their name and then make your own little, no one else needs to see it. No one else needs to see it. Just that you see in game that you've just gone, no, I've decided to call my imp Pip-Pip. So I'll see it in game. My first warlock was Pip-Mar. Pip-Mar. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Pip-Mar? That's awesome.
Like it.
That moment before you see it pop out, that anticipation of what is their name going to be.
Priceless. I miss the original, though. I miss the original, like, warlocky of getting, you know, of getting your demons. I do.
Oh.
That whole vanilla experience. But yeah, that was, it's still fun. It's still fun.
Kind of like the pain of going to get your totems.
Yes. Mind you, it is a very different game now. Retail.
Yeah.
Very different to what vanilla was. But anyway, we're just bringing a little bit of nostalgic back with our classic iron. So you guys can have fun with that. All right, I think we've covered everything. Chris does need to go to bed, so I think I might just say the last lot of thank yous. So again, huge thank you to Mr. Nisi on the intro. We appreciate and love him so much for that. It makes us all smile, brings joy to us with that intro every single time that we hear it. So a big shout out to him. You can find him on Discord. Mr. Nisi is what he's going through, going under now, which is good. And also I have to say a big thank you to my husband Execute for not only helping me with the outro, but for also making the banner last minute. Appreciate that a lot. But I do. So yes. On that note, Stir says, great show, leader, and Chris, see you in 2 weeks. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Please have fun. Level safely. Have fun with the contest for everyone that's going to give it a try. If you're not sure, go give it a try. What have you got to lose? If your tune ends up dead, welcome to the club.
Roll another one.
Welcome to the club, baby. but yeah, everyone have a fantastic week. Chris, thank you again. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay safe, both in and out of game. And we'll see you on the 26th of August for the 8th anniversary of WoW Challenges podcast and for the end of the contest. All right. See you guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.